Very grateful for the time of the Gold Coast List and Strategy Manager, Scott Clayton, who joins us now. Scotty, from the Gold Coast point of view, life cannot possibly get any better, at least having a week or so to bask in it all.
Yeah, it's always good having a win and a little bit of time to savour it, but anyway, it comes around quick enough, so looking forward to this weekend. Good to talk to you guys.
It is lovely to talk to you. Pre-seasons being what they are, Plough, as coach, has told me, you just can't underestimate how vital it is with pre-season under the belt. But Plough would have dealt with mature bodies. Guys had to deal with, in essence, bodies still maturing. How significant has it been, the time since October to now?
Oh, it's been incredible, and it's probably been, guys, far more the better man to ask on this. But, you know, from a lot of our discussions, it's really been the first pre-season that you really sort of get to around, you know, AFL level in regards to volume. I mean, our guys now are, you know, 3 and 4 and in some instances, you know, been with some five years. So certainly the volume's up at AFL level. We've had a terrific pre-season and got a lot of work in, and it's been really well managed for a long time now in regard to that and getting them, fit physically and mentally and getting the amount of games in that you need to. So, we haven't deviated much. It's been a really good ride so far.
Scotty, you always wonder what you're going to get with young teams, and but there has to come a time where the expectation has to rise a little bit, and I thought that's exactly how round one went. Bigger expectation, they handled it well. They had a few hiccups along the way. Obviously, we'll speak about Jack Martin in a second, but lost a couple of players throughout the course of the game, challenged early in the last quarter, and handled all things pretty well.
Yeah, there was a real maturity about it, wasn't it? I think the buy-in of our next group, you know, our emerging leaders, has been really big in our development. I mean, some of our guys now have recommitted and signed sort of contract extensions for the second and third time, and they can certainly, you know, they've bought into our list management plan, and they've bought into guy and the other coach's coaching plan. So there is becoming a real belief, and some of the, you know, as I said, that leadership from the next group, I think we could really see that coming.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you know, it's delivered a result, albeit a small one in the context of things.
Well, part of that buy-in was the re-signing of David Swallow for a couple of years. Fantastic for the football club. What you were saying about that next emerging leaders, I thought David Swallow and Dion Prestia, the way that they ran, attacked the ball, to me, that was just a sign of the club coming a long, long way.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about that. And there's Tom Lynch and there's quite a few others that can join in there. You know, they're really taking it on. They expect to win now, and they look forward to every challenge. So, it's very exciting.
I certainly wasn't going to leave Tommy Lynch out, because that was going to be my next question. I think you're starting to see the maturity of your bigger body boys as well. And, you know, I would put Sam Day in that. I think Lynch is doing it more so still at the moment, but certainly you're seeing signs from all those boys.
Oh, you are. I mean, And Tom Nichols as well. He's only had 10 games, but they've been a pretty good opening 10 games. I mean, he's had to serve an apprenticeship there, and he's rising 22. As we know, our main group are 1992 birthdays, and they all turned 22 during the course of this year.
Scotty, how frustrated do you get as somebody who puts the list together when you get hold of a player like Jack Martin, you negotiate and work a plan to be able to bring him to your club, you see him play in the NAFL competition and do so well there, you just look forward to seeing him get out and apply his trade, no expectation in his first season that he has to blow everything away, although he was rising star favourite, and he lasts a quarter.
Yeah, look, it is frustrating. Look, I really feel for him and his family who, he just wants to be a professional athlete, Jack, and he's had two pre-seasons, and as you said, he's ready to go. And as much as, we think he'll have a 15-year career, so, like, you know, 2 months or 3 months over a 15-year career is not a massive part. But also, as you said, by saying that, while you're not playing, you're not developing to your utmost either, which is frustrating. But, he'll come back bigger and better, because he's just got such a strong desire to compete and be the best player he can.
Set aside the physical requirements of getting his shoulder right, from an HR point of view, and I'm not sort of bringing out my extensive public service experience here with you, Scotty, but from an HR point of view, how do you manage the boy? What do you actually tell him to do to make sure he's happy, his mind's refreshed, while still obviously undergoing the necessary treatments to get himself right? Do you send him home? What do you do with him?
Yeah, look, I think he'll have a bit of a break. Certainly the coaches will give him some stuff to do around some other AFL teams, et cetera. So perhaps you do get that mental development as much as not by playing, to watch a bit more footy and try and be involved. And he'll be scratching down the door to do that, I would think. If past behaviour is any evidence, he's just desperate to be a professional player. So, it'll be frustrating for him, but hopefully he comes through for probably, halfway through the season.
If we accept the view of one of the game's greatest, Malcolm Blight, that Stephen May is an intelligent player who wants to learn, who understands his requirements, it sounds like that whatever indiscretion took place in America last year is long forgotten, and you have a very intelligent young man that really thinks about the game.
Oh, look, Stephen May's been fantastic. Well, from where he's come from, from the Northern Territory, and then went to boarding school at Melbourne Grammar here in Melbourne. They did an amazing job. Michael Ford was his footy coach there, and housemaster. I think they've done an amazing job then. And then over to us, and you can just see his development. And obviously, I thought he had a standout game in round one. So he's going to get better.
Yeah, well, I'm just picking my team of the week in the next segment, and I think he might be right up there for a big chance. Scotty, just going to ask you about a couple of players that aren't playing at the moment. Rory Thompson, who I just loved his year last year, I think he's a fantastic player. When will he be back? And the bloke that everyone's forgotten about, Nathan Bock, is he any chance of sort of getting on the park?
Yeah, look, I was up there for round one, and he, walking past him in the gym, he was ready to start playing. I don't think he's playing in our NFL team this week, but he thought he was only a couple of weeks away from actually playing.
Yep.
So he's got to the line a few times and it's been a false start. So fingers crossed for him because he's had a wretched run. And when you look, over our period, I mean, we've really missed him. Clearly in the whole list build, he was going to be the vital part of the jigsaw, either back or forward, a big call. So that's been really disappointing. So he just deserves a bit of luck, which hopefully is not far away. And I think we'll probably see Rory Thompson play in Perth against Fremantle.
Good stuff.
He certainly played in the NFL 2 weeks ago and pulled up well. And so I would think, all things being equal, he'll play.
Appreciate your time, Scott. As you know, in your game, it doesn't stop. And already you're thinking about 2015. Just a couple of very quick ones. No need for any elaboration tonight. How many do you have to get rid of at the end of the... That sounds awful. How many from the list do you have to shred at the end of the year?
Well, we've certainly got to... It's our last time of tearing our list back by two. And you've got to have three picks minimum. So there's a minimum of five players.
Five have to move on. And which a side that seems to be lavish with young talent, this is very much the balancing act. This is where you actually wake up from the dream. Scotty, thank you very much for talking to us tonight.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Scott Clayton.